Part 1. Mila. April 23rd through April 24th, 2161. Chapter 1. Love. Was that even a word I was qualified to use? I kept my eyes closed as the last few hours were played in my mind. Sean, driving the vehicle forward into the brush, while Sloane pleaded with him to pull up. Zane opening the side door of the transport and jumping with his body wrapped around mine as we tumbled over unforgiving earth. Cammy bandaging Zane up, and then we were here, on this crumbling rooftop. My finger rested on Zane's wrist, and I braved opening my eyes to look at him. I'd said the words, "I love you," and he'd responded with silence, just stood there. A hollow pit opened up in my stomach. Had I scared him by admitting the depth of my feelings? Or put him in an awkward position because he didn't reciprocate? Before I could muster the courage to speak up, I registered his frown. He stared over my shoulder. I dropped my hand and whipped around, then stepped closer to the narrow gap in the broken boards and cracked brick to survey the ground below. "What are they doing?" I whispered. We were higher than I thought. It didn't seem like we'd climbed that many stairs in the fallen church tower. Zane placed a hand on my lower back and leaned close.
"I don't know, but I don't like it."
The community troops below stood at attention. I sniffed. Why are they keeping people here? If their goal was to find us, shouldn't this be over?
"They don't know they have us yet,"
Zane grunted, and I remembered Case instructing us to keep our masks pulled up. Zane breathed in, then exhaled audibly as I continued to observe the men on the ground. What were they doing? My heart pounded as my mind zipped through myriad possibilities. They were waiting for further instructions? They'd decided we weren't that much of a threat, so they were going to pack up their things and head out? I laughed internally at this thought. If only we could be so lucky. What if they did know we were here? Maybe they'd been told specifically to bring us in alive so Bryn could torture us himself. My shoulders tensed as I remembered the sting of metal cutting into my wrists and the chill in that cold, sterile room. Maybe he only wanted me and Zane, and they'd let the rest of the reels go. I could live with that option, given the alternatives. I shivered and turned. We have to go find Case. Zane's jaw flexed.
He's probably with them.
He'd helped us once before, but how friendly would he be now? How many risks would he take for reels he barely knew? Zane tugged on my waist and pulled me toward the door at the top of the stairs. I wasn't upset that he'd gotten distracted after my unexpected profession of love for him. I don't know what I would have done had our roles been reversed. There were much more important issues at hand, and
"I love you too, Mila,"
Zane whispered as he pulled the door open to reveal the staircase.
"I'm glad you said it first."
I inspected his face to make sure he wasn't teasing. "Why?" He shrugged.
"You don't say as much as I do, and you like to make people happy. If I would have said it, I don't know. I would have wondered."